This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. That's the people part. The products part is going to have GM saying goodbye to a couple of sedan models, the Cruze, the Impala, and the electric Volt among them. The company's betting it's going to pay off as car sales continue to slow. So Marketplace's Jed Kim looked into how that might play out in the long run.
There are some obvious and not so obvious reasons behind GM's decision. Obvious? Demand is low. Kristen Gijek is with the Center for Automotive Research. She says U.S. car plants have the ability to produce a certain number of vehicles. Right now, there are
3.2 million units of underutilized capacity, and a million of it is General Motors. Almost all of it sedans.
Car sales are declining in the U.S. and in China, which had been a steady market for GM. Plus, new car buyers are looking at crossovers, SUVs, and trucks. Gijek says tariffs and the looming threat of more have also factored into the decision.
Everything raises the cost of building a vehicle in the United States.
That means charging more, which means selling less. What's less obvious is that this kind of drastic restructuring typically happens when companies have hit the skids. But GM just posted a pretty good quarterly profit. So what gives? Jeff Schuster is with LMC Automotive.
They're looking for a cost structure that allows them to take some of their earnings and investment and put it towards the longer term, which is autonomous vehicles.
It's a long game approach that'll keep them more nimble. David Whiston is an auto equity analyst at Morningstar, and he says the company's also weighing the likelihood of a recession.
GM's taking some moves now at the top of the cycle to prepare themselves for the downturn, rather than waiting for the downturn to happen and then announce restructuring, which I think is a smart move.
GM's competitors will be taking note of this restructuring. Many of their factories are also running below capacity. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.